Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Anita, and this is Rambles, and ironically enough, I did press the star key about 15 seconds before start time, so thank you, listeners. And yeah, I'm going to be talking about John B. again. I've been listening to his first album, Bonafide, a lot for the last few months. Great album, by the way, but yeah. And before then, I had his greatest hits. I bought it my sophomore year of college from BMG. Yes, I was in a music club, and I did not have a debt to him. So baby steps. It's something I'm proud of. A lot of people have debts to, like, Columbia House and BMG. I didn't. And even if I did, I mean, last time I was a member was over 10 years ago. Yeah, almost 20 years ago. And stuff falls off your record after, like, 7 years anyway. But that is not what this show is about. So one day I was listening to his Pleasures You Like album, which is a good album. I didn't listen to it all the way. But he had the song I Do What You Say, Boo. Oh, and it turns out it was on, well, no, Now I'm With You. But that and I Do What You Say, Boo, from the Cool Relax album, they have the same idea. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want to build a family with you. And the Pleasures You Like came out in 2001. That's when I graduated. But they have this romantic thing about his ex-wife. Yes, I said ex-wife. So, according to Heightline.com, his first wife was a singer named Music with Two Eyes, Kay Galloway. And he did mention the song I Do What You Say, Boo, as being something he wrote in high school. Yes, him and they were in love since then. I mean, he wrote They Don't Know and They Live, and now he's with somebody else. But I can't blame him and, like, not play those songs because at the time he meant it. You know, when you're young, when you're in love and two parts of your brain aren't working, you truly believe that stuff. You truly believe you're going to build a family and you're going to be doing the Harlem Shuffle at your 100th. And then life happens. And I don't know the story about why him and his first wife divorced. I do know that he's been with Danette for about, they've been married for like 12 years and they have two kids together. So I'm not going to say he was bad about it because so many people have that happen. You just, you know, reason, season, lifetime. And Holloway, actually, according to, again, Heightline.com, she was featured on his debut album. So, and that album came out a little after he graduated high school. So he felt that. You don't make songs like Now I'm With You and proposing and saying we've been together for a while. Let's face it, for a while for a teenager is anything longer than 2 weeks, according to Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. And I'm going back and forth between two screens. So if you hear clicking in the background, that's that. He felt that love and even sadness because his biggest hit is They Don't Know. And it's like, you know, your friend saying I'm a player, but I love you. And a lot of people feel like that. And it fails. I mean, even Outkast talked about that on their song, Miss Jackson. You know, forever, forever, ever. Forever is a relative thing. And when you have to be in that forever, not the, again, going back to the teenage, Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, the first volume, I had it in high school, by the way. And it's not those 2 weeks. It's not even the 2 years when you are on a whole buzz of endorphins and dopamine. Forever. Those wedding vows, those long, I mean, if you go to an Episcopal, you know, those nearly 16 pages in the prayer book, the newest issue, I've been told, Episcopal Church. That's some serious stuff. And the fact that, and this is going to be my tangent, because again, this show is called Ramble, so yeah, I do go off topic. But I do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Reality hits and it's like, what? You didn't mean it when you said you love me forever. No, at the time, I truly meant it. But at this moment of taxes and heartbreak, and sometimes it's not even heartbreak that they did. It's heartbreak about losing your job or your kids dying. And yeah, when you get married, sometimes that will happen. And I'm not trying to be like cavalier. I've never been married. But those vows are some serious stuff, you know, in sickness and in health. And sickness is not the flu. Even though some men swear up and down when they get the flu, they're dying. No, sickness is you get cancer. You get a flesh-eating virus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not cute. Your epidural goes wrong. Your wife gets an infection after a C-section. That's the sickness. And then health, if you marry them sick, the power dynamics change. The rich or poor. I mean, your husband or wife could be working at Exxon. Yeah, I'm talking my patient name. But anyway, making $300,000, and then the next day lose their job and have a hard time finding a job at Walmart. Or like the guy who insulted a Chick-fil-A driver and went from being an executive to struggling to find a job because of bad people. Those are the serious things. And you can't be mad when somebody breaks up and be like, you said you love me. Yeah. At that moment, I did. And it makes love emotions sound fickle. And let's face it, they are. Sometimes I used to love butterscotch, then I didn't. And now I'm like, yeah, it's okay. It happens. That's a part of life. You don't love the same things at six, all of the same things at 16 that you love at 36. And I'm saying that because I am 36 and I've been 16. So, yeah. And sometimes not even the same day. Like, you can love your spouse in the morning and then they leave the toilet seat up one too many times and you don't. Or the woman or the husband could complain, well, you know, I live here too. And it's like, well, why don't you leave the toilet, put the toilet seat up so when I come in, I don't have to put it up, you know. And even you don't hate the person. Now, you may resent them, and that, yes, cue the Beyonce resentment, which I did not know until like 2 weeks ago that Victoria Beckham sung it first. My friends told me. But that'll be another topic, not about the song, but about the feelings of resentment, because it in and of itself is its own topic. But you can't get mad. And it hurts. And I know this sounds like, well, I shouldn't say you can't get mad about feelings changing, because your feelings change too. My feelings change about stuff. I used to want to do compliance and regulations in oil and gas, and now I host this podcast and make soaps. And yes, that is a picture of myself. And if you do want more information, you are more than welcome to email me at icaga2004@gmail.com. So, yeah. But now it's like, I want to write. I want to host my podcast. I want to sell soaps. But, you know, but 5 years ago, no. And 5 years before that, I had just started working in DHEC, and oddly enough, that came full circle, because this week I taught a class about naming at my week Thursday writing group. So this was in 2009. I worked in DHEC, and then in 2004, I changed my major to work in radio. And 5 years before that, in 1999, yeah, cue the Prince song, I wanted to work for the New York Times and be married at 30 and have triplets. I know it was totally crazy. And now I'm to the point where I don't really want human kids. I would rather have pets. But again, at the time, each of those years, I meant what I thought. And when 2024 rolls around, I may have a different idea and be like, I may not host the podcast anymore. And, I don't know, move to Luxembourg and, I don't know, babysit dough and be married to a Welsh billionaire and on my fourth kid. That's life. And you just have to roll with it and have being living life is dealing with other people or even pets. Because sometimes even your pets don't like you, especially if you're a cat owner. Every cat owner knows that. At least with dogs, they love you unconditionally. But cats, one minute they want a belly rub, and the next minute they're moving your hand and walking off. That doesn't mean the cat doesn't love you. And it's like with people. Reason, season, lifetime. John B., I don't know why him and music divorced, but they did. And at the time, they did love each other. And somewhere between him meeting, marrying Danetta, and divorcing music, it changed. It was horrible. But world ending, well, I shouldn't say horrible because it just makes everything that happens sound like it was such a disaster. And let's face it, he's been happily married to somebody else with two kids named Lauren and Al-Zor. I know I'm mispronouncing their daughter's name. But, excuse me, he's married with two kids and crossed the decade mark, and I don't know what's happened with his ex-wife. I mean, I can look her up, so see how it goes. She may be, like, happy on her own. Okay, let's see. She's really pretty. And they had a moment. Moment's over. And that's how it happens. You meet, you fall in love. Maybe it came down to she wanted kids. He didn't. And they did get married in 99, according to another, according to Google. You know, she wanted something else. He wanted something else. And that is what happens in life. At the time, then you change. And I've got 90 seconds. And yeah, for those who attempted to listen yesterday, I was actually busy selling soaps and I did not have the notification up to stop to host this show. And I am sincerely sorry. So I went ahead and recorded today. Thank you for listening. I hope to have the episode on the 7th, actually done, and the one, or I may switch up the topics, but yeah, thank you for listening, and I appreciate it, and breakups, they hurt, they're horrible, and now I have Jessica Simpson's song, When You Told Me You Love Me, in my head. They were both Sony artists. Yeah, she was on Columbia, which is a subsidiary, and he was on, like, Yaba Young under Epic. So it's sort of full circle. And, yeah, you're going to want to cry and say, when you told me at the time when he or she said, I love you, they meant it, and it changed. That's the hard thing about loving somebody with free will. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.